And now we're going to check in with the editorial board of the Arizona Republic. It's a regular segment in which we talk about the big issues facing the state and the region, featured in the newspaper's viewpoint section. The Phoenix City Council this week is scheduled to vote on a plan to spend $150 million to update Talking Stick Resort Arena, which is the home of the Phoenix Suns. The city's share of the money would come from money raised on items like rental cars and hotel rooms. The team would also pay for some of the upgrades. The deal has been controversial, both for the amount of money and the way it's moved through the process. Earlier this year, the Goldwater Institute sued the city to try to get records of the deliberations over the proposal. With me for his weekly appearance to talk about this is Phil Boas, editorial page editor of The Republic. And Phil, how concerned do you think taxpayers should be about this deal?
Well, that's something that one of our columnists, Lori Roberts, has been writing about and really blowing the whistle on, the fact that, you know, we have this $150 million of public financing being proposed for the renovation of a new Suns arena, and the public really hasn't had much of a chance to take a look at it. And so what happened was a deal finally came together, and in order to meet some of the construction schedules and things like that, to get things going for next year, they had to move it along quickly. Now, that's sort of what the city officials are saying. Could you have built in time for a long and significant public review? You probably could have done that. But that's what we're hearing anyways from City Hall.
What is the city saying about why it thinks this is a good idea to do?
I think because of the importance of the Suns to downtown Phoenix, I look at it as a defense of the urban core. And I would imagine that the city fathers and city mothers here, the mayor, looked at what was happening in Phoenix. You have a sort of renaissance going on at the street level. You're seeing people appearing in downtown on the sidewalks and whatnot, and new stores and restaurants and things you hadn't seen for decades. The ASU piece of this, with lots of students now in the downtown. And what would it look like? You know now that the Diamondbacks are probably going to be leaving in a few years, and what happens if you lose the Phoenix Suns along with that? It's not a good look for the downtown, and the urban core is really important to the entire metro area. So,
do you get the sense that maybe with the Suns it's a little bit different, maybe a little bit more important to keep them there because they are the original sports franchise in the Valley?
Yeah, this was a basketball city for a long, long time, and this was an elite franchise within the NBA. It has a long and storied history. It hasn't had that for a while now. It's gone downhill in the last decade. But I think everybody knows, and I'm sure the NBA understands, that it can return to its former glory, that you have that kind of city that can embrace an NBA team here.
You mentioned the construction timeline, which is one of the reasons the city is saying we need to get on this quickly. But there's also been some whispers about the fact that the mayoral race might be playing a role in this timeline as well. Kate Gallego, former council member, is in the runoff. She had the most votes in November, and she has said that she's not really interested in spending taxpayer money on the arena. Do you get the sense that that is also playing a role here in sort of the rapid nature of this?
Well, that is part of the speculation that is going on, that Kate Gallego had made noise earlier on that she didn't want the money spent on an arena, or wasn't excited about that fact or animated by it. And then she wins in the mayoral race, and it's going to a runoff, but she had a sizable lead over her number two there. So it's a good chance that she will be the mayor of Phoenix. And so there's talk that this may be being rushed through before she takes over. I think you can watch Gallego to see how is she going to react to this? How big an issue is she going to make of this right now, this week? That'll be a fascinating thing to watch.
There has been a lot discussed, a lot written about sort of the impact of having a sports franchise in an urban core. And you talked about sort of the importance of keeping the Suns, you know, sort of a defense of the urban core. Is that the case in Phoenix? I mean, do the Suns really help the businesses nearby, the hotels nearby, the shops and restaurants and all that stuff in that part of the city?
So I was reading a report by the St. Louis Fed that was pointing to polling of economists, and roughly 85% of economists say that these sports facilities really don't help the economy all that much, that they're mostly against them. But there are intangibles about these things. They are the ambassadors of your city. You know, they're going all over the country. They've got Phoenix emblazoned on their jerseys, and they put the name of your city out there. And how important is that? Well, about 5 to 10 years ago, the East Valley Partnership spent some money to see how they could raise their profile. This is an economic group out in the East Valley. And they spent dollars on a consultant study who came back and told them, you need to put Phoenix on it. Nobody knows where the East Valley is in Metro Phoenix. They know what Phoenix is outside of this state. But if you want to be known, you got to put Phoenix on it. Phoenix, you know, the branding of Phoenix means something to everybody in this valley. It's an important brand to have if you're trying to attract talent and things like that.
At the risk of asking a mildly cynical question, do you get the sense that this issue would be as controversial if the Suns would have been less bad over the past X number of years?
I can't think of a worse time for Robert Sarver to be doing this, because he probably has the worst team in Suns history. They're very bad right now.
And were very bad last year, too, worst team in the league.
Yeah, and it seems like they're in perpetual rebuild, and things have just, they're in atrophy right now. It looked like it might be a moment when you could look at these young new stars and we would watch them grow. And things aren't going well. There's a lot of things that have gone wrong. That'll turn someday, obviously. It always does in sports, but it is a bad time for the Suns right now.
All right. That's Phil Boas, editorial page editor for the Arizona Republic. Phil, as always, thank you.
Oh, sure.